It's Friday, time now for Northwest weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot.
It has been awfully warm around here lately, and that pattern isn't letting up. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's going to explain why many of us have been needing to shed our layers lately. The temps are much higher than normal for this time of year. So is it climate change? First, Cliff, let's hear the forecast.
Well, today is going to be a rainy day. It's showery right now, but as we get into the day, especially in the afternoon, the rain's going to pick up, so it's going to be wet, and temperatures will be mild. You know, highs up in the mid-50s, but cloudy, so that's what we got today. The rain will continue into tomorrow morning, but then during the afternoon, a warm front is going to lift towards the north into British Columbia, and behind that will be substantially warmer air, and you will notice the difference. So tomorrow temperatures could very well get up into the upper 50s, and on Sunday, I just can't believe what it looks like. We're going to have air that could bring us up to 60, some places even the lower 60s, there'll be sun. Sunday will feel balmy. You will not believe Sunday. And then warmth will continue into our area into Monday and Tuesday. So we're above normal right now, but we're going to get way above normal. And a number of locations will receive their all-time high temperatures for those days. There's no doubt about that.
Why is this, Cliff?
Well, in fact, I went to a seminar yesterday given by Professor Hartman of my department, who's a climate expert. And it looks like this is a natural type of situation, that there's a mode of the atmosphere. If you warm the temperatures in the part of the tropics just right, the implication of that is the development of a ridge over the western United States and warmer than normal temperatures. So this does not look like global warming or anything like that. It looks like this is natural variability that has caused warmer than normal temperatures in the west, and I should mention, much colder than normal temperatures in the east. You know, there's been a lot of talk about 2014 being a much warmer year than normal, in fact, an extreme year. But in fact, the eastern two-thirds of the United States have been colder than normal. And this is all associated with the ridging in the west and a troughing in the east that has made the temperature difference really extreme across the United States.
But here we are having spring weather in January, essentially, and NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, just confirmed, as you mentioned, that 2014 was officially the hottest year on record, the fifth hottest year for Washington, and this is not even in an El Nino year, definitely has people wondering, you know, is this climate change? What does that tell you?
Well, they have to be very careful. First, 2014 was only slightly warmer than some previous years, and it's really within statistical error. So it wasn't as warm as people think. And the fact we have this extremely warm temperature on the West Coast, that's clearly associated with this ridging, with this natural variability. And that's true of the colder than normal weather in the eastern United States. So people have to be extremely careful to blame what's happening one season or one year on global warming. It does not appear that the warming in the West is associated with that. One thing I should also mention, there's a lot of interest about king tides right now, about the astronomical high tides, and which we're going to be having today and tomorrow. So the water levels are about 3 feet above normal. One thing that's going to help a lot is that because we have ridging on the West Coast, higher pressure than normal, that's pushing the water down, so the tides won't be quite as high as they could be.
But you're not saying that climate change is not probably going to come if we don't do something about our greenhouse gas emissions, right?
That's correct. Global warming is going to happen. Because of greenhouse gas emissions, the Earth is going to warm up. And that's particularly going to be true towards the middle and end of the century. This is a problem that's going to increase in time. But we have to be careful about pointing out to a specific event or a specific season in one part of the country and say that's associated with climate change. That's dangerous, and that's what I'm warning people about.
And yet at the same time, you point out that the king tides give us an idea over time of the kinds of changes that we probably will experience, where these higher tides would become the norm under a warmed climate.
That's right. One thing that we're pretty sure about is if the planet warms, the sea level is going to rise. And right now, the tides we have, you know, this week are about 3 feet above normal, and that, depending on how the climate changes, that's probably what's going to be normal 100 to 150 years from now. So we're getting a taste of it. And in the same way, the warmth that we're having this season right now, this is giving us a taste of what normality will be like at the end of the 21st century.
So we want to be careful not to jump to conclusions, but at the same time, be prepared for what probably lies ahead.
That's correct.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.